In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of hell, come forth from the pit. Bestow the blessings of hell upon us.
For we are your children, and we invoke thee this night.
But I can assure you, Satanism is here to stay, to stay.
Hey, what's good everybody? It's your boy, See Through the Script here, back with another video. And before I start this one, I quickly want to put you guys onto Surfshark's VPN service. I've personally been using it for at least a year now, and it's definitely helped me get a lot more out of the internet, from cybersecurity protection to the ability to bypass geoblocks and watch content from all over the world, which really helps me when I'm doing research for these videos or just looking for some dope entertainment to watch. So if you're down to protect your digital footprint and enjoy content from anywhere in the world, plus support the channel, head over to Surfshark.com and use code SCRIPT in all caps at checkout to get 83% off, plus an additional 3 months free, courtesy of your boy. And don't worry, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee just in case. With that said, let's get into the video. On April 30th, 1966, Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, proclaimed the commencement of the Age of Satan. This declaration has spurred various perspectives, largely influenced by individual beliefs and religious inclinations. For the devoutly religious, the Church of Satan is often seen as a cult, led by a charlatan steering people towards a dark path. Conversely, those less inclined towards religion may perceive it as a relatively small, niche group with limited societal impact, living an alternative lifestyle. So today, I wanted to look a little more into the Church of Satan, from the history to the gematria, and point out the interesting patterns that I thought were worth sharing. So sit tight as we get into it. To some surprise, Anton Sandor LaVey wasn't actually his birth name. He was born Howard Stanton LaVey on April 11th of 1930 in Chicago, Illinois. He was the child of a Georgian father and a Ukrainian mother, raised in a secular Jewish household. Displaying an early fascination with music, LaVey got pretty good with the piano and accordion, even playing the piano at a Baptist church. During his preteen years, the LaVey family embarked on a journey to California, where he enrolled at Tamil Pious High School in Mill Valley, and he remained there until the age of 16. LaVey's curiosity led him to join Clyde Beatty's circus and subsequently venture into carnival life. He began as a roustabout and a cage boy in a performance involving lions, before transitioning to a musician's role, playing the calliope. He went on to use these skills as his main source of income, doing shows all over California from carnivals to taverns. As LaVey got a little older, he avoided being drafted for the military by enrolling in San Francisco City College as a criminology major. LaVey was an avid reader and one who seemed to have a desire to learn more about philosophy, occultism, and more, which led him to his readings of the English occultist Aleister Crowley. But after meeting with some Berkeley Thelemites, he was taken by surprise as he noticed the followers of Crowley were nowhere near as wicked as he'd hoped for, but rather they came off as more spiritual. According to the Church of Satan's official website, LaVey's bio states that he supplemented his income as a psychic investigator, where they had him listening to what they considered as nut calls. This is when LaVey began to realize just how many people seem to be seeking a supernatural explanation to things occurring in their life. LaVey then saw this as an opportunity to give people more alternative explanations to things they experienced, allowing him to see how religion functions in people's lives, especially those seeking answers. Anton always stood out, thinking, acting, and dressing differently from his peers. His interest in dark German horror films, the occult, and esoteric knowledge always set him apart. These passions provided the foundation for his distinctive worldview and empowered him to begin preaching his own mock gospel, so to speak. But it was in 1956 when LaVey made a significant move at the age of just 26 years old to buy a Victorian house on California Street in San Francisco's Richmond District. He He made a bold choice to paint the entire house black, a decision that would later solidify it as the iconic headquarters for the Church of Satan, often referred to as the Black House. While still doing gigs as an organist, LaVey became somewhat of a local celebrity, forming relationships with other San Francisco notables. Many of these individuals were skilled in things from science fiction to anthropology, which led LaVey to form what he considered a magic circle of associates who shared his interest in the bizarre and the hidden side of what moves the world. As LaVey's own knowledge expanded through his research, he began giving Friday night lectures, and in 1965, he featured on a San Francisco local children's series titled The Wonderful World of Brother Buzz.
Anton, he's my owner. He works as a psychic investigator. And you know what that is. That's a man who investigates reports of ghosts and spirit stuff.
As LaVey delved deeper into his lectures, he wove together a philosophy from the threads of his own experiences and extensive research. Then one day, while in the company of the Magic Circle, a fellow member casually remarked that LaVey was onto something big, an entire new belief system. Seeing the potential, LaVey took the idea to heart and thus gave birth to the Church of Satan, acting as a vessel for spreading his ideologies far and wide. The Church of Satan came about from Anton LaVey's realization that most of the world's progress in science and philosophy had been achieved by those who rebelled against God, the Church, or the dictates of conventional society. Contrary to popular belief, Satanists do not actually believe in a literal Satan. Within the Church of Satan, Satan is viewed primarily as a symbol, representing indulgence and individualism, emphasizing the prioritization of self-interest above all else. This ideology challenges societal and religious norms that prevail in mainstream consciousness. It promotes the pursuit of personal pleasure and the development of one's own values and moral compass. Essentially, it rejects the idea of being bound by the commands of a godlike entity. It was on April 30th through May 1st of 1966 when the Church of Satan was born. These days were chosen strategically as it fell on the pagan holiday of Walpurgisnacht, a traditional night of the most important demonic celebration of the year, when witches and devils roam the earth, orgiastically glorifying the fruition of the spring equinox. LaVey shaved his head in a ritual to empower his newly established satanic order, drawing from the traditions of medieval executioners and black magicians. This act, inspired by Coleridge's Kubla Khan, symbolized the rejection of the Holy Trinity for a life devoted to material pursuits in hell. Now, shaving the head is also a rite of passage for the Yazidi devil worshippers, signifying emergence as an adept. The razor used in this ritual is cleansed in Zemzem water, which in the Islamic faith is said to have religious significance. And on that very night, LaVey declared 1996 as year one, Anno Satanas, the start of Satan's reign. Anton LaVey stated, quote, "We established a Church of Satan, something that would smash all concepts of what a church was supposed to be. This was a temple of indulgence, to openly defy the temples of abstinence that had been built up until then. We didn't want it to be an unforgiving, unwelcoming place, but a place where you could go to have fun." The Church of Satan was quick to garner a lot of media attention during its inception, as their first year of rituals were largely intended to display outright blasphemies against Christianity on all levels, from a nude female altar being used to the accompanying of music, which was a series of corrupt church hymns, the inverted cross, the Lord's Prayer was recited backwards. They had mock holy wafers that were consecrated by insertion in a naked woman's.
I say, hold up, wait a minute.
Whiskey was used instead of wine for Christ's blood. Holy water was substituted with seminal fluid and milk.
Pause.
And the names of the infernal deities were invoked instead of the Christian God. It was too much for some lapsed Christians to stand. Some would attend out of curiosity, only for their interest to quickly turn to distress, rush home, and dig out their crosses to protect them from the devils they've confronted. However, LaVey quickly got bored with this mockery of Christianity and shifted towards group rituals, used for psychodrama and psychic direction. LaVey decided it was time for the public satanic baptism to challenge misconceptions about Satanism. He aimed to celebrate natural instincts instead of imposing guilt, and chose his 3-year-old daughter Zena for the ceremony. Reporters were captivated by her angelic appearance, dedicated to the devil.
In nomine Satani Lucifer Excelsis, in the name of our great God, Satan Lucifer, I command thee to come forth and bestow these blessings upon us.
Despite outrage from Christian groups and concerned citizens, there were no legal avenues for religious concerns in 1967. Furthermore, the Church of Satan would convene on Friday nights for black masses, which entailed symbolic rituals designed as psychodramas. These rituals were a deliberate challenge to and reversal of the conventional religious practices, presented in a theatrical manner, often as a satirical take on the Catholic Mass. Now, during the Age of Satan, as Anton LaVey would call it, around the 80s and 90s, the United States entered into the era of the Satanic Panic. It involved unfounded fears of widespread satanic ritual abuse, often involving children. These claims led to numerous investigations, trials, and sensationalized media coverage.
It's all over the United States and probably all over the world because it's just something that people are experimenting with now.
And with all that media attention, it was bound to go to Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, who became a central figure in the Satanic Panic due to his public persona as a Satanist. While LaVey's brand of Satanism was atheistic and focused on individualism, it was conflated with the unfounded allegations of satanic rituals and abuse. Although LaVey's teachings emphasized self-empowerment and personal responsibility, the critics and media sensationalism portrayed him as a figure associated with harmful practices. This contributed to the broader hysteria surrounding Satanism during the Satanic Panic. Plus, it likely didn't help that rock music, the predominant genre at the time, was drenched in satanic imagery, making it a central aesthetic in everything from videos to merchandise, gradually infiltrating the homes of middle-class Americans.
Satan has nothing to do with this kind of a concert.
It's just fun out, but they're having a good time.
Parents, they go Satanism, their kids. It's killing their kids. It's not killing their kids. The parents are screwing up in the beginning.
We're the next generation.
Yeah. Are you united?
In the mid-90s, a man by the name of Brian Warner, who most probably know as Marilyn Manson, began blowing up for his unconventionally dark American rock sound. He publicly displayed his love and admiration for Anton LaVey through his autobiography, talking about Anton LaVey's influence on his personal beliefs released a year after Anton died. But yeah, I think it's pretty fair to say that it was a real wild time in the media. Fear was on the rise and their ideas were spreading like wildfire. Whether the allegations during that time were all true or not, it was definitely a peculiar form of mass hysteria. Now, when it comes to the symbol of the Baphomet, its history is quite long and leads us to the Knights Templars, who most of us know were the Catholic military order formed in the mid-12th century, who rose to power quite fast. Although history teaches us that the Templars were skilled crusaders, they were also known for their invested interest in the economic infrastructure, and not just for the Christian kingdom, but the world too. It's been argued that the Templars were the first multinational corporation. The Knights Templars are often considered among the earliest organized bankers in medieval Europe. They established a network of fortified banks and developed systems of credit and money transfer during the Crusades. Their financial practices greatly influenced the development of modern banking. However, the Knights Templars' shady dealings began to get them into a little bit of trouble as they were harboring doubts about the allegiance to the Christian faith, as claims came up that the Templars were involved in utter heresy, from things like homosexual activity, spitting or urinating on the cross, were all quite typical. Some even say the Templars did this to pledge their allegiance in an invitation ritual to the cult of Baphomet. This led people to believing that some of the Templars were disguising themselves as militants of Christ in the church, only to secretly be worshipping another deity. It's been documented that the Knights Templars, while on their journey, adopted some ideals from the Islamic faith, which was a big no-no at the time, as medieval Christians believed that the Muslims were idolaters and that the Prophet Muhammad was a false prophet. In Old French, the name Muhammad was pronounced Mahomet, and at some point Mahomet got changed to Baphomet. This led to the word being the unofficially recognized definition of a false god. However, it's also possible that the Baphomet had Byzantine Greek influence, with the name potentially originating from the Greek Moamith for Muhammad. This theory gained support from the Templars' exposure to the Greek culture during the First Crusade, where they could have learned of Muhammad's sinister reputation among contemporary Greeks. Fast forward centuries and centuries later, in the mid-19th century, the name Baphomet has been linked to Eliphaz Levi's Sabbatic goat image. This figure symbolizes the balance of opposites, human and animal, male and female, good and evil. Levi intended Baphomet to represent the ideal of harmonious societal order. But that was in 1856. Fast forward to 1897, French poet and occultist Stanislas de Guaita viewed the pentagram as a powerful symbol of protection and spiritual ascent. He emphasized its role in ceremonial magic for summoning and directing energies. Guaita, like Anton LaVey, distinguished between white magic and black magic, emphasizing ethical use. He saw white magic as a path to personal and spiritual growth, while black magic represented a misuse of occult knowledge. First, the pentagrammaton is an esoteric version of the Hebrew name Jesus, Yeshua. By adding the letter Shin in the middle of the tetragrammaton divine name Yahweh, the lower four points represent the four elements of the material world, while the uppermost point represents spirit ruling over matter. With the pentagram inverted, matter is ruling over spirit, a condition associated with evil. Also inscribed in the pentagram are the names Semiel and Lilith. Semiel is an archangel in Talmudic lore, a figure known as the seducer and the destroyer, while Lilith is a female figure from Mesopotamian and Judaic mythology, who was theorized to be the first wife of Adam and supposedly the primordial she-demon that got banished from the Garden of Eden for not obeying. When Anton LaVey incorporated this symbolism in his work on the Satanic Bible, he recognized its profound resonance with the Church of Satan's perception of Satan. The inverted pentagram bearing a goat's head and the Hebrew inscription for Leviathan representing the sea serpent epitomized their understanding of Satan's symbolism. In the early 80s, the Church of Satan officially trademarked their distinctive symbol, which includes their version of the pentagram. This trademark is only valid when the Church of Satan and their specific pentagram are used together. The symbol has truly lasted the test of time and our modern society, being used for clothing and displayed countless times in pop culture. So in some way, somehow, you've probably come across it before, whether you truly knew what it meant or not. I'm sure you've all heard the quote, "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist." For many, this phrase was first echoed from Kevin Spacey's lips in the 1995 film The Usual Suspects. However, various writers in the past have expressed similar sentiments. And let's be real for a sec, it's definitely facts. Just look at all the people in the comment sections of artists like Doja Cat parading around as a demon in her videos, with people convinced it's purely for artistic expression. Either they're truly unaware or blinded by their ignorance. But the Church of Satan intriguingly does not adhere to a literal belief in Satan, yet they proudly promote satanic imagery and ideologies worldwide. Why? I don't know. Was it a sincere belief in the value of individualism over religious conformity? Or could the Church of Satan have served as a conduit for something deeper, like perhaps a means for a particular perspective to be voiced through its followers, chiefly its leader, Anton LaVey? A central tenet of LaVeyan Satanism is the emphasis on individualism, advocating for liberation from religious constraints and rejecting the notion of an imaginary divine entity. Instead, the philosophy encourages individuals to trust their own instincts and inner voice, which made me think more about what the Age of Satan was really putting out into the world. In my opinion, what LaVey accomplished with Satanism, or at least LaVeyan Satanism, persuading people that the sinister imagery serves more as an aesthetic and cover for practicing individualism, is precisely what the literal devil would do. As his goal is to deceive and corrupt our minds, the advocacy of personal autonomy often serves as a justification for morally questionable actions, allowing individuals to rationalize behaviors they know to be ethically wrong. In an interview sharing the details about LaVey's home, aka the Church of Satan, the narrator was describing the types of individuals checking out the Church of Satan, and he mentioned things like young girls seeking love potions to businessmen hoping to put hexes on their corporate competition. Because I mean, seriously, any way you flip it, the Church of Satan is likely to bring in people acting off indulgence or for sinister acts. But look, the idea of individualism goes back as far as time, but it's meant different things, especially in the United States. For example, in the 1950s, the majority of Americans were politically individualist but social conformist. But the 60s ushered in a radical extension of individualism, expanding it from the political domain to personal lifestyles. Remember, the Church of Satan was also founded in the late 1960s. But stick with me now, because it might sound like I'm steering off track with these next points, but I think you'll quickly see what I'm getting at. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the music industry, one of the greatest tools of influence in the world to this day, of course, was predominantly populated by bands and group acts. While solo artists were certainly present in each era, bands often took center stage, subtly promoting the idea of unity. This dynamic inspired young fans to collaborate, forming groups to chase their dreams together. However, times have changed, and in the modern music landscape, solo acts have taken the spotlight, focusing on the individual. Consequently, as fans grow up admiring solo artists, they are inclined to pursue a similar path. This shift in consciousness moves aspiring musicians from thinking, "What's best for us?" to "What's best for me?" However, in today's world, it seems so many people are caught up in a doing me, self-centered mindset. And to circle back to the earlier point, it seems that this contemporary environment doesn't foster the same type of unity-building entertainment that once shaped our society. Instead, it cultivates a culture of greed, inflated egos, and a fixation on material desires. And truly, I don't see it bringing any good to our already crumbling society. Alright, I was just about to end this segment, but I wanted to share one more example of how one's individualism has caused many ripples in today's society. Remember, the central tenet of LaVeyan Satanism is individualism, being self-centered, indulgent, and prideful. Now, I want to preface by saying there are many people in this world who embody those traits, but one person in particular with a great deal of worldly influence is none other than the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Now, we've all seen the many examples of his walk over anybody attitude, his boastful personality, and indulgent materialistic existence permeating through our television screens long before he even became the president. But how random is this? We all know that Trump ran on the campaign slogan MAGA, which stands for Make America Great Again. It caused quite the controversy during his run and still manages to do so till this day. However, it's quite odd that the highest degree in the Church of Satan is considered MAGA. Now, I'm not saying Trump's a Satanist or anything, although he does embody what it means to be one in many ways. It is odd that arguably the most individualistic president to ever run had a slogan that matched the highest order of the Church of Satan. What that possibly implies, personally, I'll leave that up to you. With all that aside, let's get down to the numbers. Using the Kabbalistic practice of English gematria, by analyzing the code of letters and numbers, along with the date numerology, we can uncover intriguing numerical patterns that relate to the story at hand. The Church of Satan was established in San Francisco, California, a location interestingly situated on the 122nd Meridian West. It's worth noting the numerical connection between the word satanic and the number 122 and the reverse ordinal cipher. Additionally, when we examine the name San Francisco in various ciphers, it closely resembles the word satanic, particularly in the base ciphers, with some minor variations, Moving on, the Church of Satan is widely acknowledged to have been founded on April 30th of 1966. It's intriguing that April 30th is the 120th day of the year, considering that in the reverse ordinal cipher, the word Satanism equates to 120. One might say it's quite a fitting day to initiate an organization centered around Satanism. While observing the date April 30th, 1966, you can see here it holds date numerology of 56, which perfectly aligns with the name of the organization, Church of Satan. But another compelling example highlighting Gematria's relevance can be found in the headquarters of the Church of Satan. In 1956, Anton LaVey acquired a house, painted it entirely black, and it became known as the Black House, serving as the organization's headquarters. It's quite interesting that this house was purchased in 1956 and shares a numerical connection with both Church of Satan and Black House. These two names both equate to 56 and their respective ciphers. Taking a quick glance at LaVey's altered name, Anton Sandor LaVey, we find that it adds up to 89. Coincidentally, 89 aligns with the word ritual, a subject that LaVey openly detested. Yet, intriguingly, he went on to establish his own. It's a curious turn of events, to say the least. Something else I wanted to share was that Anton LaVey was 36 years old when he established the Church of Satan. And as I've mentioned before on this channel, the number 36 holds a special connection to the number 666, as it's the 36 triangular number. Additionally, the word demonic equals 36 in both reduction ciphers. While some may argue that LaVey didn't even believe in a literal devil, it's undeniable that he spread demonic ideologies to his followers. Of course, we know the origins of the number 666 derive from Revelation 13:18, where it mentions the number of the beast. Intriguingly, the phrase number of the beast equals 66 and the reduction cipher. It's quite fitting that the Church of Satan was established in the year 1966. The way I see it, these numbers are like a language, and when you understand this language, you start to uncover the hidden stories and meanings behind these dates, shedding light on why they were chosen for their specific purposes. But now let me point out a few interesting numerical observations surrounding the founder himself, Anton LaVey. LaVey was commonly referred to as the Black Pope. Though not in the context of the Jesuit Superior General, this label is intriguing. The Black Pope equates to 114 in the ordinal cipher, coinciding with LaVey's birthday, which is April 11th, also written 11/4. It's intriguing to note the peculiar connections between the Church of Satan and Catholicism. For instance, LaVey conducted Black Mass ceremonies, a direct parody of the Catholic Mass. He also found significance in the Baphomet, a symbol associated with the Knights Templars, a military order of the Catholic Church. As previously mentioned, LaVey was dubbed the Black Pope, a title often associated with the Superior General of the Jesuits, a military order disguised as a religious one. From a numerical standpoint, both Church of Satan and Society of Jesus equate to 56 in the reduction cipher. While I'm not suggesting the Jesuits were secretly involved in the founding of the Church of Satan, it's undeniable that they have a complex history and have been viewed as adversaries by Protestant Christians, similar to LaVey, who has expressed an aversion to Christian beliefs. For those that have read the Jesuits' oath, it's hard to believe that these people aren't truly the embodiment of what a Satanist is, well beyond the scope of LaVeyan Satanism. Note, Jesuits and Satanic both equal 50. Aside from the strange ties to Catholicism, let's look at a few numerical connections surrounding LaVey's day of death. As we know, he died at the age of 67 years old, and he was also the founder of the Church of Satan. Notice the word Satanic equals 67. It was reported that Anton LaVey died on October 29th of 1997. Notice the date he died, written 10/29, can be interpreted using the rules of numerology as the number 129, like his name, Anton LaVey. Interestingly, if you add up just the month and the day, 10+29, it equals 39. Note Anton LaVey equals 39 in the reduction cipher. Again, it's like the Gematria is trying to show you that the person was, in a way, meant to die that day. I know many will question, well, did Anton know it was his last day, and was he the one who planned it, or was it someone else? And trust me, I wish I had the exact answers to those questions, because they're definitely valid questions. But that's just information beyond the scope of what one can research, and without true insider knowledge, one might not ever know. but the numbers found using gematria help to provide a lot of additional information one isn't likely to find without the knowledge.
I heard that, and I won't mention his name, but it was a big leader and founder of a huge satanic organization. And he was on his deathbed, and for a Satanist at the time of death, it's a great victory for them, because death is a huge thing that they celebrate. And he was getting ready to die and pass on his powers and that, and on his deathbed he must have got some revelation or an angelic appearance or something, and he went into shock and he said, oh my, what have I done. He said, there's something very wrong.
Wow.
And his whole life had been spent propagating these satanic beliefs, getting everyone to believe, establishing official organizations for Satanism. And then at the end of his life, he gets this light that comes to him, and everything that he built, he realized was wrong.
But real quick, I just want to revisit the number 67, the age of his death, as it's worth noting there were articles claiming that Anton LaVey's death certificate listed that he died on October 31st, which of course is Halloween, often associated with the devil. Although this discrepancy wasn't thoroughly addressed, it's interesting to mention that he died at the age of 67, as previously mentioned, and October 31st coincidentally carries 67 date numerology. Lastly, when talking about Anton LaVey's death, he ultimately died of pulmonary edema, which stemmed from a heart attack. Note the number 67 spelt out in words equates to 108, like the word heart attack, which again just seems too fitting. Then here you can see that pulmonary edema equates to 163, which is the 38th prime number. The word death equals 38. So what triggered his death matches with the age he died, and what ultimately caused his death matches with the word death. This is how one could use gematria to further understand the narrative, breaking words and numbers down meticulously as they were meant to be. In the year 2006, specifically on June 6, notated as 6/6/06, a clear reference to the number of the beast 666, the church held its first satanic mass in over 40 years. So till this day, the influence of Satanism has made its mark across North America and beyond. Satanic conferences have taken place in various countries, and satanic temples are emerging. There have been instances of schools in the US considering the introduction of after-school clubs centered around Satan. It raises questions about what types of parents that would allow children to be around Satanists. Despite their claims of individualism, it remains a controversial yet prevalent topic. So as they say, the devil comes disguised as everything you've ever wanted. Whether it's tempting individuals with physical allure, rationalizing their worldly sins, or exploiting their vulnerabilities, the devil knows how to insidiously infiltrate our lives. So if you ask me, we definitely entered the age of Satan in 1966, like Anton LaVey proclaimed. The question stands, have we ever left the age of Satan, and will we ever leave? But yeah guys, that's gonna wrap this video up. I really appreciate those who stuck around and watched the whole thing. Y'all know the drill, be sure to drop your boy a comment. Let me know what I missed, because this was a super dense topic and there was so much to cover that I couldn't possibly have caught it all. Also, do your boy a favor and beat the hell out of that like button, share the video, and most importantly, subscribe, man. Remember, all of those things are free to do. Spin your boy script, and I'm out of here. Peace. 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 Peace.